Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Overnight, Elon Musk goes, yeah, screw it. I'll buy Twitter.
Yes, I'll buy that.
I'll just buy it. And wow, I mean, boy, did he get a spanking from the Wall Street Journal. Because they're basically, they did an article, it's hilarious, basically say, well, good luck with that. Wow, man. Because think about it. He put his bid in, $54 a share at like the height of Twitter's price. Right. All of social media has declined by an average of 30% in value since then. So he's going to buy it for a price that has dramatically declined since then. Now, overnight, the value of Twitter, last time I checked a few hours ago, I don't know what it is now, is up like 20%.
Yeah, it shot up. Yeah,
it shot up. So that's good.
In fact, they suspended trading on it.
Yeah. And right now, it is hilarious watching Twitter. This really is history in the battle for free speech in America. Because last night, you know, between the time I had dinner and then the time I went to bed, I lost 2,000 followers.
Great.
Just bam, gone. Yeah. Well, you know what happened? People are talking about this. This is what they think. Twitter finally wiped the bots.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you may not have really missed any listeners.
I don't think I did.
You may have just missed some bots.
I think what happened was because the number of people I'm following didn't go down at all.
Right.
And I you can tell the bots. They're very easy to spot.
Yeah.
They're not super sophisticated. So what the bots will do is they'll like you. They'll follow you to try to get you to follow them back. I can tell which ones the bots are. Everybody can. I try to follow people back. You know, as time permits, it's nice of you to follow me.
Yeah.
So I try to follow you back. But when I see those silly bots and I can tell it's a bot, I don't follow it back. And so I think those were the bots. I think that they finally wiped the bots that they know were there, which is a very deceptive advertising practice, by the way. Well, word's gotten out that there might be free speech on Twitter now. And about every 15 minutes or so, my followers go up by another 100 or so. I've picked up 400 new followers since I came in this morning on Twitter. And I haven't really written anything. But it's going bonkers on there. And you can see how manipulated that it is. I mean, put up a podcast and it was at 20 likes and then it dropped down to 15. Now it's going back up again. Hmm. So these social media outlets are extremely, extremely fake and extremely, extremely manipulated. And so, you know, just the word that Elon is the boss now, you can tell they're doing a lot of stuff. So I'm going to be interesting to see what's going on. I think that's a lot of people. I think the reason it's going up now is that real people are joining, going, wow, there's free speech somewhere. That's a major platform. We don't have that on Google. We don't have that on any other major social media. So that it looks like there's, you know, anticipation of that. We'll see. I'm going to be very curious what Elon Musk's plan is.
Yeah, that's. I will just be happy to see somebody objective that doesn't have an agenda left or right, just to let things go.
Just let it go.
Let
yeah.
it be the marketplace of ideas, like Rush always talked about. That's what it was intended to be. In fact, I remember the early days of social media where, you know, a lot of the, particularly the newspaper companies were pitching a fit about this. You know, oh, we can't have these people who aren't real journalists getting on there. They may spread a particular agenda. Then, of course, that's what newspapers, many of them, were doing and are still doing with their website. So, whatever.
So, I cannot wait. I have been refreshing Twitter to watch the screaming and yelling from the left that they might actually have to bear free speech.
Yeah.
That is not controlled. They might actually have to see an argument they don't agree with that makes them crazy. So it's going to be really funny to watch that. Meanwhile, you will not find anywhere, ever, anybody who's in a leadership position on the right ever advocating for the suppression of speech. You won't find it by the left. We don't do that. Yeah. We don't advocate for it. We don't want it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I want a marketplace of ideas, and I want to fight it out.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's what I want to do. I've wanted that desperately. So, you know, what I've said, you know, all it'll take to change the world is just one space in which we can freely speak.
Yeah.
Just one. We don't even need all social media. We need one.
Hopefully this is it. Of course, you know, you have got so many other organizations that are trying to stamp out free speech wherever possible.
Yeah.
Internationally. So
if Elon Musk keeps a hold of this and doesn't turn around and sell it, because and people this morning go, oh, free speech. Well, we don't know what his plan is right now. We don't. I mean, there's a reason he suddenly reversed course. We don't know what he plans to do with this thing. We don't know if he's going to own it in 6 months or if the left will recapture it. But if he does continue to own it and he does put in place the free speech he promised, you are going to see every agency of the federal government that can get its toe in his door come for him like the hounds of hell. Yeah. You are going to see investigation after investigation. You're going to see raids. You may see him in handcuffs. I know this sounds nuts. This is what they will do.
DOJ, SEC.
Absolutely. Yeah. They will bury him. So understand, he is taking on not just Twitter at what looks to be a substantial loss for him. I mean, I don't know how he recoups his money. Maybe he just writes the whole thing off, sells it and writes it off.
That's a possibility. I was thinking of that myself.
Yeah, but just owning it sends terror through them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't censor stories. I mean, if they can't censor the truth, they can't make it as a party. So you're going to see an absolute attack on this man. He will join Donald Trump as the most vilified man on earth. And you will see fake investigation after fake investigation. You're going to see all kinds of leaks out of the Department of Justice and the FBI about this man. I mean, he will be absolutely torn apart and persecuted. Tesla will be torn apart. SpaceX will be torn apart. It's going to look like Trump. It's going to look like that. Yeah. You're going to see his wives subpoenaed in cases, his ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, baby mamas. Yeah. He's got a lot of those in tow. I mean, it's going to be absolutely nuts. They will ruin his life until he sells Twitter to shut up, just because the level of terror the left has of free speech and an actual debate, because they can't win.
He is no conservative. That's
no, he's
the
not.
Thing. He's one of them.
No,
as liberal progressives are concerned, he most certainly is. And I'm not being critical of his companies. I actually admire Tesla and SpaceX. I think that what they're doing is incredible. You know, I'm opposed to the subsidies that, of course, that you've got involved with the electric vehicles. And that's where the problem lies. It's not the part that we're having electric vehicles. It's the government subsidies that I've got issue with. But at any rate, and there are some questions about the quality of some of the vehicles at times. But quite honestly, what he has done is amazing, both with Tesla and with SpaceX. But, you know, this guy he's a liberal progressive for the most part. He does have a libertarian lean toward information and, freedom of expression. And of course, that's where the Democrat Party used to be. Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
No, they're authoritarians
now.
They're not even liberals. I know.
Yeah.
They are. Elon Musk is a weird guy. He has said he's not voting Democrat anymore. He's going to vote Republican. But then he gave a speech to the Republicans urging them to move to the left. Yeah. So that's kind of where he is. I mean, he's sort of in the middle. He's kind of where a lot of the country is, honestly. They're not hard left. They're not authoritarian like that. He's immediately going to face a problem. And we're going to be talking a lot about this in December, Lee, because a really terrifying thing is about to happen in the European Union. And this is going to be a huge problem for Elon Musk. And they've already personally warned him about this. You know the Iron Curtain?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember it well.
Yeah, well, there's an Iron Curtain about to fall on the EU. Mm-hmm. The EU was only ever supposed to be for trade. Well, now they limit speech. In China, there's an Iron Curtain around China in that the Chinese can't just go on Facebook and communicate and share ideas, right? The government has that completely locked down. Europe's going to get one of those next year, starting next year. It starts in January. And so the Europeans have already communicated to social media. If you look at your following, my following, I got people from all over the world, right? I've got a ton of people in the UK. I'm on Twitter and on Facebook who follow. And what they've said is if you don't adopt the European Union speech codes, which essentially boils down to everything left is good, everything right is shut up, you're canceled. Mm-hmm. If you don't adopt that, the Iron Curtain will fall. And so Facebook and Twitter are going to see their audiences cut, and you will be fined by the European Union, basically what amounts to 3-4% of your profits per violation, right? So that Iron Curtain's coming down in January. And so if he thinks he's got a small follower, customer base now, wait till he sees in January where he's got to figure out, wow, all those people are going to be behind the Iron Curtain now in the EU. And if I don't take those speech codes and apply them to Americans, I'm only going to have an American followership. This is not going to involve Europe. By the way, Facebook will have to face that decision. Does it adopt the speech codes of the EU so people in the EU can see my Facebook page or can't see my Facebook page? And so that's how the EU is trying to push speech codes on the entire world right now. That's going to hit Elon Musk. It's huge. I talked to the owner of Getter about that. I did an interview and they said they're prepared for the legal fight. I mean, so even Getter, Gab, every social media outlet is going to face losing their European clientele unless they go in the extreme for censorship. That starts in January. So that audience is going to get buzzsawed again, or he's going to adopt the European speech codes, which are essentially the Democrat Party speech codes. I mean, it's the same thing. So it's going to be a wild time to watch social media over the next year as they attempt that last final totalitarian clampdown over Europe and the Iron Curtain descends. I can't believe Europeans are allowing this, Lee. I can't.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.